Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM. We also welcome those joining us through DC Now Radio, as well as those listening to us through blogtalkradio.com, whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have a great half hour coming up for you today. We're going to be speaking to recording artist Wayne of Just Truth Ministries. We're going to be talking to Wayne not only about his love of music, but how he's been able to use it to minister to individuals. Also, he's going to be introducing his single Delilah on the program, so you definitely want to stay tuned for that. At 16 minutes past the hour, we'll be speaking with C3. They'll be here to talk to us not only about their ministry of music, but also introducing their new single. You're really going to love this one. I'm in Love is the title of it. A great song. I think it's going to really talk to you and also speak to you as far as your personal relationship with God as well. Again, a great half hour that's coming up. Glad you all could join us for the show. As I said, to get things started, we have Wayne joining us with his new single, Delilah. Here he is. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live. Make sure you stay with us.
Woo!
Yes!
This song is called Delilah. I want to get close to the God. But there's some things in my life that I got to let go of first.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I wanna get closer. I wanna be more intimate. I wanna be more in tune. I wanna grow more in you. I wanna be vulnerable and never get complacent. I never wanna settle. I wanna know you on a whole nother level. So I open up my heart's doors and pray that you make it more like yours. You can fix everywhere it's flawed. You're invited, come in, make room, Lord. Cause I want more, I wanna see change. So that's gonna mean letting go of some things. Picking up my cross, deny myself for your cause. But I need help, cause there's some things in my life that threaten our relationship. I'm laying down my burdens, I feel much lighter. I wanna take flight and let go of Delilah. Cause there's some things in my life that threaten our relationship. I'm laying down my burdens, I feel much lighter. I wanna take flight and let go of Delilah.
Goodbye, so long.
I've already had my heart broken, but it's something I must do. I gotta learn how to trust you. I'm not a baby in the faith. Every day that I awake, I grow a little older. So I understand that if I want you to become Lord of all, I got to turn it all over. You never give me more than I could bear, so why carry weight that isn't made for my shoulders? These boulders, so treacherous. Let it all go just so I can treasure this greater love that I found inside you. So far gone, no words describe you. So never mind what some folk might do. Copy, they might try, but ain't none like you.
Goodbye, so long. I can
there you have Wayne from Just Truth Ministries with his single Delilah here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM and DC Now Radio. I'm Cyrus Webb. We were supposed to be speaking with Wayne. He wasn't able to join us for this part of our segment. I do just want to tell you that one thing that Wayne has in common with our upcoming guest, which is the group C3, is that they're able to use their gifts in a way that their music is able to not only entertain, but also to speak to you as well. I think one of the things that you heard in that song that by Wayne was that he wanted to be able to make changes in his life, and he was going to have to let things go. And I think that's really where a lot of us see our growth being able to take place, when we're able to let things go in our lives and being able to move on from it and not be held a captive to it. You know, it's interesting, when I first heard about the song Delilah, I wasn't really sure what the theme of the song was going to be like. But I think we can all kind of realize that we all have our thing in our lives that we will be able to move on from and then to be able to grow from as well. And that's what he's outlining there in the song. Keep in mind that 5 minutes past the hour, we're going to be speaking with C3. They're going to be here to talk to us not only about their musical journey, but also about their single, I'm in Love. I have just a moment then to tell you about the new issue of Conversations Magazine. It's actually our anniversary issue. It is one of those issues that I've been really proud of. It's our six-year anniversary issue. The issue officially went on sale on Friday, April the 20th. Already we're in our second printing, which means we sold out of the first printing of 5,000 and have moved on to our second printing of 2,500. And that has been really exciting for me. I mentioned the magazine turned six this month. And one thing that I have realized as I have been able to do this magazine over the years is that there is audience that speaks to everyone. And what we have been able to do, I think, in the anniversary issue of Conversations, the magazine, is to be able to touch on something for everyone. Our cover story, of course, is about Elisa Gabrielle, who is the founder of Peace in the Storm Publishing. She also is an individual who is a publisher in her own right as well. One thing we were able to talk to her about is how her idea of success has changed over the years. We also were able to talk about her upcoming projects as well. It's interesting, Elisa just celebrated an event over the weekend with the ladies of Peace in the Storm Publishing because of their new anthology that they had. This issue is also important because April is recognized as National Poetry Month as well, and I wanted to make sure that I did something to be able to bring attention to that. I was able to interview Greg Jacobs for this issue as well. He is an individual that is one of the producers of the documentary Louder Than a Bomb. And what's great about that documentary is that it takes us into the lives of high school students and the poetry slam that takes place now each year in Chicago. So through that interview, we were able to kind of talk to Greg about what was it that led him to do the documentary. What did he learn from the young people that were a part of Louder Than the Bomb, and what does he hope audiences now are able to take away from it? The DVD of the documentary, of course, is available now. You can actually find it on Amazon.com. I recommend it. I first saw it on the Oprah Winfrey Network when it debuted, and what is so powerful about it is that you're able to see the backstory of these different individuals. You're able to see how their lives, how it impacts the art that they create, and then to be able to see how they're able to interact with others as well. One thing that I remember from the interview with Greg is that he talked about when he first heard about Louder Than a Bomb, being able to see these young people of different ages, of different races, coming together the way that they were for something positive was something that really inspired him. And that is what I think we'll be able to see about the power of words, is that it really is inspiring to see how people are able to use words to be able to impact the lives of others. Two other interviews that I think you'll enjoy from the anniversary issue of Conversations Magazine. One is with Rodney Perry. Many people have gotten to know him. He was the sidekick, of course, from Monique on The Monique Show. But he's a really esteemed comedian in his own right. He's also a radio talk show host as well. I was able to talk with him about his idea of success, what it's been like for him. He's on tour currently as well as doing his radio show. So we were able to talk about what it's been like to have the celebrity guests that he's had, the trust that they put in him, and also what he wanted his fans to know about how he felt about them. Now, with Rodney Perry, I have to say I've interviewed him a few times before, so it was not my first time interviewing him, even though it was the first time he had appeared in the magazine. What I remember the most from that interview with Rodney is when he said that at his core, that he knew that he was a comedian. And I think that really struck me, and the reason I remember that comment from him is because I think a lot of times we wonder, what is our purpose? What are we supposed to do? And what he said to me in that interview was that if he had to choose between all the other things he's been able to do, doing movies and being able to host a radio show and doing all the other things that he does, what would he want to continue to do if he could choose just one thing? And the one thing that he chose was comedy. And I think what that said to me, and I hope it says to all of you as you're reading it, is that know what you're good at. Know what it is that you're supposed to do. And ask yourself this question. If I had to choose, what is it I would want to be doing with my life? And then make sure that you're doing it. And that is what I think was so powerful about the interview with Rodney, is that he identified exactly what it was that he wanted to do with his life. And that is what he's been doing now ever since. Now, quickly, I want to tell you also about two other interviews that were in the issue. And they were the winners of the Character Building Counts Book Awards. So that was actually held last year. The submissions are being taken place for right now for 2012. But what Conversations Magazine and also Conversations Live did was team up with the Character Building Counts Book Awards, and not only had the winners announced here on our show back in 2011, but we actually interviewed the authors who won this year on the program, and then they were featured in Conversations Magazine. It just happens to be our anniversary issue as well. And what I learned from those two individuals and the winners of the awards, which was F.J. Dagg, was one of the winners for his book, and then we also had author Pamela Bitterman. What I learned from actually both of them was the importance of believing in yourself, believing in the gift that you had, and that is what I think I was able to take away from that, and what I believe others will be able to take away as well. You know, I think you can't really do anything well if you really don't believe in yourself. If you don't have that belief in yourself, you're not going to give your best, and you're not going to feel as though what you are contributing is enough. And what I got from Pam and also from F.J. Dagg is that they are recognizing that they are doing what they have to do. This is what they love, and this is what they have to do in order to be able to get the word out, and that's what they are pursuing. And I think whether they had been recognized by Character Building Counts Book Awards or not, they would continue to do that. But because they have been recognized, they're using every opportunity to be able to spread the word about their books and also let people know what they've been able to do. I just want to say for those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. We were supposed to be speaking with Wayne here at the top of our show from Just Truth Ministries. He was not able to join us. We'll work on getting that interview rescheduled for you. In just a little while, we're going to be speaking to C3. They're going to be talking to us not only about their own love and journey through music, but also introducing their single, I'm in Love, here on our program. So you're looking forward to that. You know, what is so great, too, I want to say for all of you who have supported Conversations Magazine, and again, if you are coming in late, I had just announced that the magazine sold out of its first printing of 5,000. We're now in our second printing of 2,500 magazines, and it's really because of all of you. I think what has happened with this magazine since it began some 6 years ago is that it has grown into something much more than what I had first intended for it to be. It is now really a platform where we're able to showcase not only talent, but also to be able to showcase the positive energy that I like to have around me and that I believe will help all of us if we have it around ourselves as well. So I want to thank all the contributors to Conversations Magazine. If you haven't read this issue that's out now, I invite you to go to our website at www.conversationsmag.com. That's conversationsmag.com is where you can go. You can read the magazine online for free. If you'd like to get a print edition, of course, just click on the book cover there for that particular issue. In this case, the anniversary issue that's up front featuring Elisa Gabrielle. And you can actually get your print edition of it for $6.99, shipping included there. As I mentioned, we have the ladies of C3 that are coming up here on the show. This single that I have fallen in love with from their album, I'm in Love, I think really speaks a lot to the love all of us wants to have for God. We're going to talk to the ladies not only about their journey, but also what it's been like for them to be able to minister to individuals through their music and also to be able to share their faith through it. Ladies, welcome to Conversations Live. while my producer is getting them ready, what I'm going to do is go ahead and introduce the single here. As I mentioned, here is C3 with I'm in Love here on Conversations Live. We'll be right back.
I'm in love with the man that